This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters, welcome again to our Learn Deen Daily platform program entitled 100 Key Advices from the Quran. Walhamdulillah, we again thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the support, for the help, for the permission provided by Him in order to benefit ourselves and others. My brothers and sisters, let us continue our journey of 100 Key Advices from the Quran. The advice from Surah Maryam, Surah number 19, Ayah number 43. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya Abati, Inni qad ja'ani min al-ilm ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ni ahdika siratan sawiyya. O my father, Ibrahim alayhi salam is referred here. O my father, indeed there has come to me a knowledge that which has not come to you. So follow me, I will guide you to an even path, to a straight path. My brothers and sisters, let us again trigger ourselves with the three A's as an action plan: acquire, apply, and advocate. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters. It is not important to consider the age when we actually, seek the knowledge. What is important is the ilm, the knowledge, which matters a lot. This is what we learn as an advice from the Quran, that when Ibrahim alayhi salam, he told to his father that I have the knowledge which you do not have, so follow me. So a child can actually say to a father, based on the right knowledge, in a nice way, follow me. There is no harm in terms of following our youngsters, our younger people, when it comes to the right, when it comes to the truth, inshallah. We need to apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters, because most of us, we live with a tendency, with a mindset that, if I am elder to you, I cannot learn from you. This is not the spirit of truly the learners of the Quran. The advice comes from the Quran, which clearly states that we can even follow someone who is, as young as a son, subhanallah. We learn so many things from our children, and we should be open for learning from our children as well. Absolutely. When it is the truth, it is the right, obviously. We know that the way also should be like the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam, who told to his father, who was an idol worshipper, an idol maker, he respectfully invited him to Allah Rabbul Izzah, and he chooses the words mentioned in the Quran, Ya Abati, O my father, O my dear father, O my respected father, O my loving father. Because of this Ya Abati, it has a deeper emotions involved in it. So with respect, with repute, with humbleness, with kindness, we have to ensure that we can teach others as well, and others should also, we also should understand that we can learn from our youngsters. And we need to advocate this, my brothers and sisters, after applying this in our lives, we need to advocate it to others as well. Because what is more important is the knowledge that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next is advice comes from Surah Taha, Surah number 20, Ayah number 25-28, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Qala, Moses is referred here, Musa alayhi salam, Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. These are the powerful words and the prayer of Musa alayhi salam. My Lord, expand for me my breast with assurance, with certainty, with strength, and ease for me my task, and unite the and untie the knot from my tongue, meaning remove the impediment, the problem, the hassle that I have from my tongue, that they may understand my speech. my brothers and sisters, we need to acquire this understanding that when it comes to, you know, speech, we need to make sure that we use this beautiful and powerful dua made by Musa alayhi salam, where it clearly shows how deeply this dua is done, subhanallah, and how beautifully it is constructed in such a way that, you know, invites the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, removes the impediment from our tongue, and also we are asking Allah to ease our task. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for people to understand better. My brothers and sisters, apply it in your lives and you will see tremendous results out of it, inshallah. Many of us, when we speak to others, each other, you know what? What happens a lot of times, the conflicts, the disputes, the fights erupts. Why? Because of the communication issue, because of the different background, race, religion, culture, you know, the communication could not be passed on. You know, even it could happen between the husband and the wife, between the parents and the children, between the family members, between the friends. So it is ideal that we recite this dua practically by applying it in our lives, and also advocate it, teach and preach it to others as well, for them also to ease their tasks, for or them also to remove the impediment from their speech, for them also so that people can understand them better, inshallah. This is the true spirit of this dua, subhanallah. The next advice comes from Surah Furqan, Surah Mu'minun, Surah number 23, ayah number 1 to 5, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un walladhina hum anil laghwi mu'ridun walladhina hum liz-zakati fa'ilun walladhina hum lifurujihim hafizun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives a beautiful, peaceful, golden advices, subhanallah, in Surah Al-Mu'minun. Certainly will the believers have succeeded. They who are during prayer humbly submissive, and they who are away from ill speech, and they who are observant of zakah, and they who guard their private parts. My brothers and sisters, the need is that we acquire this beautiful pieces of advice where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving the formula of success for the believers who are humbly submissive during their prayers. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we need to be humbly, submissive to while we do the prayer. We need to avoid the ill speech. We need to ensure that we pay zakah regularly. And we need to ensure that we protect our private parts. This requires a practical application, my brothers and sisters. The most common, particular, powerful and regular ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prayer. We need to ensure that we become among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about, and the believers who are successful. The first thing Allah raises here is the prayer. Subhanallah, we need to ensure that we perfect our prayer in terms of recitation, in terms of timings, in terms of dress code, in terms of, ensuring that we fixed and ensure that we plan for our salah, subhanallah. We need to ensure that we avoid the ill speech, you know, pay zakah and ensure that we protect our private parts. We need to advocate this powerful, formula of success. The beautiful pieces of advice mentioned in the Quran, my brothers and sisters, to ensure that for success, we need salah. Salah is something which is the recipe for success. Salah, success also requires us to avoid ill speech. Success also requires for us to pay zakah and to ensure that we protect our private parts. My brothers and sisters, these are the powerful advices that comes directly from your and my creator, from your and my maker, from your and my Rabb, Allah Rabbul Izzah. In it is guidance, in it is direction, in it is recipe for you and me for the salvation. The next advice comes from Surah An-Nur, Surah number 24, Ayah number 30 and 31, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغْضُونَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفُظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and gives a very powerful and beautiful piece of advice. Tell the believing men to reduce or some of their vision and guard their private parts. That is purer for them. Indeed, Allah is acquainted with what you do. And tell the believing women to reduce some of their vision and guard their private parts and not expose their adornment except that which necessarily appears thereof. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that the lowering the gaze command, it came first for the men. Men should immediately lower their gaze whenever there is any shameful thought comes in our mind, and because it is given as a sign of respect, a sign of prosperity, a sign of purity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He protects those who protect their private parts, subhanallah. And this is something, it begins from our eyesight, our vision. And we need to understand that after the command given to the women, that they should also lower their gaze and guard their private parts and ensure that they protect and cover themselves except that which appears, thereof. My brothers and sisters, we need to apply this beautiful piece of advice in our lives for us to be prosperous, for us to be successful, for us to be ensuring that we know that Allah is watching us. We know that we are the slaves of Allah. We know that we want ourselves to be pure so that we can get into Jannah, which is full of purity and it accepts only those who are pure. My brothers and sisters, advocate this powerful advices, mentioned in the Quran. Subhanallah, many people think that the hijab is many people actually understand hijab in a very narrow sense. Subhanallah, in these couple of ayats, Allah Rabbul Izzah made it clear that the hijab of the eyes begins and it given as a command to lower our gaze for the men first, and then it was given to the women. So both of these things is highly important, and morally it will uplift us in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next advice comes from Surah Furqan, Surah number 25, Ayah number 30, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّي إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. And the messenger has said, O my Lord, indeed, my people have taken this Quran as a thing abandoned. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters, let us acquire this understanding that the Rasul of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, your and my beloved Messenger, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would complain, would raise a voice against, would complain, the most merciful after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would complain on the day of judgment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about those people, about those group of people, about those section of people who have abandoned the Quran. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, we need to apply this in our lives. This comes as a kind of a warning, subhanallah, an advice also for us not to be among those group of people or those category of people about whom Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would complain to Allah Rabbul Izzah. My brothers and sisters, in order for us to be ensured that we should not be among those kind of people, we need to believe in it, Quran, with certainty. We need to read it regularly the way it should be read. We need to apply and practically implement it, the advices mentioned in the Quran. We need to understand it the way it is explained by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and understood rightly by the Sahaba Akram. We need to ensure that we use it as a defense, subhanallah, whenever there is any allegation against the Quran. We need to ensure that we defend the Quran. We need to ensure that we promote the advices mentioned in the Quran. We need to ensure that we live by the Quran, and we die by applying the teachings of the Quran. Subhanallah. My brothers and sisters, we need to advocate this piece of advice. Comes as a warning, subhanallah, to our own family members, to our own friends and relatives, to our own societies, and wherever, you know, we move about. We need to ensure and raise this as a concerned point for people to be the companion of the Quran, for people to be the people of the book, people of the Quran, subhanallah. For indeed, in it is our success and salvation. The next advice comes from Surah Qasas, Surah number 28, Ayah number 77, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. But seek through that which Allah has given you the home of the hereafter, and yet do not forget your share of the world. Subhanallah. We need to acquire this understanding that Islam is a practical way of life. It does not want us to completely forget the world, the life of this world. Rather, Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, do not forget the portion of your world. Subhanallah. This is the only time, this is the only place where we can actually make or break our akhirah. We need to ensure that we live in this world with all the things that are that are important for us, that will take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in akhirah. This is the world where we should not lose focus, subhanallah. And we need to apply this in our lives. Some people, they think only about akhirah and they make this life miserable. Some people, they make akhirah completely out of their minds and they live only for dunya. We as Muslimin, as balanced ummah, as people of the Quran, who receive the advices from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wants us to strike a balance. We need to ensure that we live this life as the best. We need to ensure that we live our life hereafter also the best. So my brothers and sisters, this is how we need to have this understanding. And that's why Allah Rabbul Izzah taught us, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. We need to have and seek the count, you know, bounties from Allah Rabbul Izzah, from this world and the hereafter as well. And remember, my brothers and sisters, this is the only chance for us to succeed and to make our akhirah as well. The next advice comes from Surah An-Kabut, Surah number 29, Ayah number 69, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Again, my brothers and sisters, Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, and those who strive for us, we will surely guide them to our ways. And indeed, Allah is with the doers of good. My brothers and sisters, acquire, apply and advocate this powerful, peaceful advice from the Quran, that we need to strive and Allah will make a way which you can never imagine. Indeed, Allah is with those who are the doers of good. We need to understand this, acquire this understanding, that the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only true trust when we do our attempt, when we do our hard work, our efforts. And we need to apply this practically in our lives. In order for us to succeed, we need to play our role, our part, and then rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Advocate this teaching to others as well, for them to understand that we have to make our own effort. We need to place our things right and then rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, Allah Rabbul Izzah, he loves those who are the doers of good. My brothers and sisters, Allah will surely guide to those who seek guidance and who walks on the path of guidance. If we sit back at rest and think that things will come into existence by Allah Rabbul Izzah, it won't work like that. We need to work, we need to play our part, we need to perform our role and then rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, Allah loves those who are the doers of good. Another advice comes from Surah Rum, Surah number 30, and number 21, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهَا أَنْ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he says, and of his signs is that he created for you from yourselves mates, that you may find tranquility in them. Subhanallah, my brothers and sisters, we need to again acquire this understanding that the Sakina comes from our spouses, and it is again a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzah, he wants us to apply this in our lives in order for us to reflect that from among our own mates, we actually receive tranquility, sakina, enjoyment, pleasure, joy, satisfaction, that happiness, subhanallah. When we do not get sakina from our own mates, you know, if the couples, they don't enjoy in their own lives the element of sakina, the element of satisfaction, serenity, happiness, joy, pleasure, you know, happiness, subhanallah, we need to recheck our treatment with each other, behavior with each other. Because the purpose of creating us as mates, subhanallah, as spouses, is that we should receive from each other this element of sakina, this element of serenity and peace and tranquility. Subhanallah, we need to apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters. And subhanallah, we see this as a miracle, as a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that husband and wives, they enjoy a special privilege, a very special relationship altogether. Subhanallah. So we need to ensure that we find that peace and tranquility. And if there is no peace, there is no tranquility, there is no enjoyment between that relation, we need to check back, you know, our own behaviors with each other, and we need to check back that are we displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any means or ways possible. So we need to ensure that we protect ourselves from getting into trap, and we need to ensure that we advocate it to others as well. My brothers and sisters, there are a lot of couples who are actually suffering, and getting into so many disputes and differences, subhanallah. They fail to realize that the very purpose of Allah Rabbul Izzah towards the spouses is that they should enjoy the serenity between each other. They should enjoy the tranquility and peace with each other. And if that is lost, then there is something wrong that we need to understand. And when we advocate this, inshallah, people can benefit themselves and we can benefit our own lives, inshallah. Another advice comes from Surah Luqman, Surah number 31, ayah number 17, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the advisors of Luqman Hakim, Ya Bunayya, أقم الصلاة وأمر بالمعروف وانهى عن المنكر واصبر على ما أصابك إن ذلك من عزم الأمور. O my son, Luqman Hakim, a wise man, he gives the advice to his son. O my son, establish prayer, enjoin what is right, forbid what is wrong, and be patient over what befalls you. Indeed, all that is of the matters requiring determination. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, the beautiful advice given by Luqman Hakim to his son, and other words, it's to us as well, that we need to establish our salah, we need to enjoin what is good and forbid what is bad, and we should ensure that we perform patience, for indeed it will help us to come out of any and every kind of problem. Apply this in our lives, ensure that there should be a clear establishment of salah in our lives. Salah, my brothers and sisters, is the pillar of Islam. It is the pillar or a differentiator that makes us from the believing to the non-believing. Subhanallah, salah, it should be read in a way that is very perfect in terms of its recitation, dress code, actions, performance. Everything should be dedicated in that way. And we need to ensure that we enjoying what is good. Any form of good, we need to enjoy and do that. Any form of wrong or evil or immoral, we need to try ourselves and abstain from it. And if we get into trap of that, we need to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, He is absolutely forgiving. And we need to advocate this as well to others, to the Muslims to perform salah. Da'wah to the Muslims and the whole of humanity for enjoying what is good and forbid what is bad. And invite people to be patient so that they may, attain piety, inshallah. Another advice comes from Surah Luqman, Surah number 31, ayah number 19, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشِّكَ وَغْضُضْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ إِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْأَصْوَاتِ لَصَوْتُ الْحَمِيرِ. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, and be moderate in your pace and lower your voice. Indeed, the most disagreeable of sounds is the voice of donkeys. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that the decorum, the discipline, the beautiful way of speaking is that which does not require shouting or yelling. This is not from the etiquettes of Islam, subhanallah. Whomever it is, we need to adopt the understanding first that Allah does not like those who yell or who shout while speaking. And we need to apply this in our lives. A lot of times, while we are angry, especially, that is the time where we need to control ourselves and control our voices. For indeed, Allah assimilates, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He makes it equivalent to the voices of donkeys. Allahu Akbar. We need to ensure that we abstain from such practice, my brothers and sisters. And we need to advocate it to others as well so that everyone can actually, benefit from it. And everyone can practice this beautiful formula of not raising their voices like donkeys. Allahu Akbar. Another advice comes from Surah Fatir, Surah number 35, ayah number 15, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara ilallah, wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. O mankind, you are those in need of Allah, while Allah is the free of need, the praiseworthy. We need to acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that we are the people who need Allah. Allah doesn't need anyone. Allah is self-sufficient. Allahus Samad. He is self-sufficient. He is independent. He does not need you, me, or anyone to do ibadah, to worship Him. Rather, we need Allah Rabbul Izzah at every stage of our lives. We need to understand this while we do the worship, while we do all kinds of ibadah, dhikr, Quran, salah, zakah, all these things. It is actually going to benefit us. It's not going to benefit Allah. Allah will have no difference. Even the whole world doesn't worship Allah. Allah will have no difference. Even the whole world worships Allah. Allah is by Himself. He is as His majesty suits Him. Subhanallah. So we need to ensure that we apply this in our lives as well. And have this clear practice of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And making us humble enough to worship Him, because if Allah is giving us any option, opportunity in our lives, it is the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Indeed, we many a times don't deserve things which Allah gives out of His mercy. So we need to apply this in our lives that Allah is independent and we are in need of Allah. And when we are in need of Allah, we have to rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Allah Rabbul Izzah. We need to advocate this beautiful piece of advice, my brothers and sisters, for those particularly arrogant people who think that I am by myself, subhanallah, they are rich by themselves, they are good by themselves. We cannot be anyone without the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, we all need Allah Rabbul Izzah in our lives, and therefore we need to worship Him alone and we need to serve Him alone until we die. The next advice comes from Surah Saffat, Surah number 37, ayah number 102, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the discussion of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. قَالَ يَا أَبَتِي إِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. He said, Ismail alayhi salam, after hearing the vision, the dream of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he said, O my father, do as you are commanded. You will find me, if Allah wills, of the steadfast. My brothers and sisters, we need to acquire this understanding that how beautiful example Ismail alayhi salam left for all the sons, for all the children for that matter. How you should be obedient to your parents, subhanAllah. Look at the beautiful statement of Ismail alayhi salam, who said, If'al ma tu'mar, do as you have been commanded to do. Inshallah, you will find me among those who are patient, inshallah. We need to apply this in our lives, my brothers and sisters, that for us, listening and obeying and following our parents, is very important. And taking care of them, having best treatment towards them, is very, very important. You know, as long as they don't go against the Quran and the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is anything that they say, we need to listen to them. We need to obey them, subhanAllah. And this is how we can prosper in our lives in this world and the hereafter. We need to ensure that we advocate it to others. There are a lot of disobedient children out there, my brothers and sisters. Let them hear the beautiful obedience of Ismail alayhi salam towards his father, and how Allah raised their status high, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the hereafter. We need to advocate this beautiful discussion of Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, so that every one of us can take this beautiful example, this beautiful piece of advice in our lives and get success. The next advice comes from Surah Az-Zumar, Surah number 39, ayah number 53, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي أَلَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, O my servants, Allah says, say, O my servants, who have transgressed against themselves by sinning, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the forgiving, the merciful. Acquire this powerful piece of advice, my brothers and sisters, that Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is saying and addressing to those who have done wrong to themselves. Because we need to acquire this understanding that if we do sin, we damage ourselves. We distance ourselves from Allah Rabbul Izzah. The more we sin, the more we are away from Allah. The more we are away from Allah, the more we are closer to shaitan. The more we are closer to shaitan, the more we are closer to hellfire. So we need to ensure that we have the hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is addressing to everyone out there and stating, Ya ibadi, O my slaves. Allah is showing that belongingness that He has between Him and His servants and us, subhanAllah. We as servants of Allah, the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah being our master, He is calling out and stating that, oh, you have sinned yourselves, who have transgressed your limits. Do not, lose the hope in the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Allah is indeed forgiving and most merciful. So my brothers and sisters, the hope is still there for us to gain the mercy of Allah. Have hope in the mercy of Allah. No matter how many sins that you have done, no matter how many things you have done wrong, just be sincere in coming back to Allah and turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you inshallah. We need to advocate it to others as well after applying, my brothers and sisters, so that everyone can enjoy this beautiful piece of advice and have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His mercy. The last piece of advice comes from Surah Fussilat, Surah number 41, ayah number 34, Surah number 41, ayah number 34, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ
ادفع بالتي هي احسن فاذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. And not equal are the good deed and the bad. Repel evil by that deed which is better. And thereupon the one upon between whom between you and him is enmity will become as though he was a devoted friend. Allahu Akbar. Acquire this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that whenever there is anyone who does wrong to you, don't reply him with the wrong. Repel the bad with the good. Repel the bad, because good and bad are not equal. Allah is giving an advice, a very important advice, my brothers and sisters, for us to socially responsible and socially happy. We have to ensure that between husband and wives, between parents and children, between brothers and sisters, between aunts and uncles, between friends and relatives, this beautiful piece of advice needs to be applied in our lives, that good and bad are not equal. Remove the bad with the good. So if anyone does wrong to you, you do good to them. And Allah is stating that you will find that the person who you feel that he is enemy to you will become your close friend. He'll become good to you, inshallah, when you apply this sincerely in our lives. My brothers and sisters, we need to advocate this beautiful piece of advice to others as well, that good and bad are not equal for sure. And we need to repel, we need to remove, we need to replace bad with that which is good. Inshallah, when we do this practice in our lives practically and sincerely, we will find those who are enemy to us will become our close friend. My brothers and sisters, these advices are so powerful, so beautiful, so important, that when we apply this in our lives, when we understand this, when we advocate it, inshallah, we will be successful, we will be happy, we will enjoy the bounties of this world and the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His guidance, His mercy, His help on us, so that we may live our lives in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we depart this world in a way that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.